This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox trying to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Phillies tonight. Of course, you can catch the game right here on WEEI. 7:05 first pitch. Why they have 6:45, 6:45, 7:05, I do not know.
On a getaway day.
I think it'd be the other way around. But
Red Sox are done with a long trip.
Yeah.
They're going back home. They got an off day tomorrow.
I don't get it.
They play the game. Maybe it's a built-in home field advantage for the Phillies.
Maybe it is.
Maybe they feel like
everything has
really
been an advantage for the Phillies so far. They're going to send Jesus Luzardo to the mound tonight. He is 8-5 with a 4.29 ERA. Lucas Giolito gets the start for Boston. He is 6-2 with a 3.59. Phillies are minus 150 on the money line.
Oh, I don't
Vegas
like that.
Saying another sweeperoonie. Luzardo is a left-handed pitcher, so we'll see what lineup they toss out, or really more importantly, which lefties Cora decides to sit. As Jaron Duran didn't get the start yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Yoshida was in yesterday's lineup. I know it's a DH. It's still odd to me. So, yeah, we will see when that lineup comes out. The Red Sox, I wouldn't say I'm overly concerned about the offense right now. I mean, no one likes what they're seeing.
That was not pretty. 28 Ks the last two games.
I wouldn't say I'm overly concerned. They're still second in the American League in runs scored. They're still fifth in baseball. I think on Jones' math, they're averaging 4.9 a game without Devers.
All right.
So, like, to me, I'm not overly concerned about any of it, but Wheeler, Sanchez, that's one thing.
Sanchez.
If they can't hit Luzardo, and they were crushing lefties when they were red hot.
Yeah.
If they can't hit Luzardo, I'm going to personally ratchet up my panic meter a little bit more.
Must win?
Close.
Okay, close. Close to a must win.
I mean, it's like the Cubs won the other day.
It kind of is, yeah. It's still a bad start, but it could be like a horrific start.
But this one also is the difference between this one and the Cubs one is you had Crochet going. You can't waste Crochet starts when you're scuffling.
You can't waste a Lucas Giolito start. Yeah. As long as he doesn't give up three runs in the first three batters.
He might.
He could. They got some good hitters on that Phillies team.
Yeah, Turner.
Schwarber.
Harper.
Man,
that's good.
That's
good. Castellanos after that. It's a good lineup.
Yeah.
It's a good team. Dombrowski knows what he's doing.
No one told you that was going to be this way.
Grab back.
Patriots are going to be wearing their Pat Patrick throwback uniforms twice next season. We already know the answer. That's not enough. But it is going to be week 3 against the Pittsburgh Steelers and week 13 Monday Night Football against the Giants.
Oh, those are going to pop under the lights.
Pats, Giants, Monday Night Football. That has a chance to be a really bad Monday Night Football game. I don't know why that's a Monday Night. I don't get that. And I'm saying
sure
that more about the Giants.
No, sure you do. Those are the markets, right?
The Bill Belichick Bowl?
Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah, the Bill Bowl.
But week 3, week 13, we're going to see those bad boys in action.
Hopefully, the
maybe a perfect 100 on the uniform police score.
Hopefully, the Giants. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are a high score on the uniform.
Red jersey,
sure.
White helmet, guys snapping the rock.
And then I want the Giants wear. I like the old Giants throwbacks. If you want to get those on,
do you like when it just says Giants in all caps? Or
yes.
Do you like NY?
No. I like the when it says Giants all caps.
Roddy Hamptons.
Sure.
Yeah,
I love those. No, hopefully the Steelers aren't wearing their new uniforms for the week 3 game against Pat Patriot.
Oh, good call. I didn't even think of that.
That might be the most lopsided uniform matchup of all time.
Right.
If
which
they wear
give
those.
You a couple of extra points for
yeah.
that.
Yeah. We'll right. You should start up like ahead of field goal or something.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Homeboy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me. She's a haggler. No, I'm not tagging her. But you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you. What you want to do?
Grab bag.
What you trying to do?
Grab bag.
What you want to do?
Grab bag.
The Las Vegas Raiders, who the Patriots will see week 1, have signed Jamal Adams.
Oh!
Reuniting Jamal Adams with Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll loves that guy.
Loves that guy. Part of the Legion of Boom.
For...
Was he not?
I don't think so.
Who am I thinking of?
Earl Thomas? Cam Chancellor.
I am thinking of Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
Why am I... What the hell happened there?
I don't know.
I was thinking of Earl Thomas.
That's your brain, not mine.
Why was I thinking of him?
Jamal Adams. Well, I mean, Carroll does love him. Jamal Adams is the guy on the Jets who came
a
house of fire for like 2 years, and then he's just been hurt for I don't even know how many years straight, but Pete Carroll loves him.
Jamal Adams was the one that injured Pat Patriot at the Pro Bowl, right?
There you go.
Okay.
That sounds right.
I'm confusing my safeties, my hard-hitting safeties.
Yeah.
My bad. Either way, Pete Carroll does like him.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good get.
Okay.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
How about this? North Carolina's had to weather a few storms as it relates to Bill Belichick this offseason,
yeah.
But they got to be happy about this.
Oh,
North Carolina football has officially sold out every home game this season. Is that good?
Well, I mean, it's not bad. I just
yeah, I'd say it's pretty good.
I mean, are they
Bill Belichick putting butts in seats?
You think they're tuning in to just see if him and Jordan, you know, are filming anything pregame?
Maybe.
Yeah.
The Hulu special?
Well, the Hulu special.
Oh, their Instagram lives?
Their TikToks.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the punch buggy one they did the other day?
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, real nice. Yeah.
You punched her in the leg.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, really? Might want to.
This is taking
might
a, take
all
a turn.
Something about that. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, North Carolina people are excited about that.
Okay. I think Bill, by the way, is scheduled to speak tomorrow at ACC Media Day. So
right.
Maybe we'll have some of that on the show.
Should be good.
Yeah.
We're friends to the
grab bag.
Remember?
This is
grab bag.
Friend.
It's very violent.
Russell Wilson will be QB1 for the New York Giants. Brian Daboll announced it today. They have an interesting quarterback room there in New York.
Yeah, I like Jameis.
I know you do.
Who starts against the Pats week 13? Not Wilson.
Jackson Dart,
probably,
right?
Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I would say so.
I have a good buddy who's a Giants fan. He's like, Jackson Dart won't see the field this year. They signed Wilson and Jameis. I'm like, what does that matter?
But at least for week one, it will be Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah. There you go.
No doubt.
They named it San Diego, which of course in German means a whale's
grab bag.
No, there's no way that's correct.
Two dorks this week on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. We have a full spoiler free then full breakdown of I Know What You Did Last Summer, and we also watched and reviewed Squid Game Season 3, so ooh, a movie and a show. Also, real quick, Nick texted me yesterday. He went and saw the new I Know What You Did Last Summer. Did you like it?
Oh, a Nick review.
I did like it, but you're right. It's very much geared towards us. If you like slashers, you're going to like it. If you don't, you're going to hate it.
Mm. Agreed. If you, in fact, you have to love the original, otherwise don't bother. And you have to love slashers, otherwise don't bother. So it's very specific, because okay, Davey did not care for it, so we got to go back and forth.
Good niche audience, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's speaking our language.
How'd you feel about Season 3 Squid Game? My sister, the only reason I asked, my sister-in-law was quite bullish on it, maybe the most bullish that I've heard.
She Wait, really she liked it?
She really liked it.
Oh, that's great, because it's getting bad reviews. I also liked it. I thought it was only 6 episodes. The second episode in particular is great. It's like one of the best episodes of television all year. It took a little bit of a dip after that. I could see why people might have some issues with it. It's one of those shows where the first season is clearly the best, then the second, then the third, but not like a massive, massive drop off. So I did like season 3.
Grab bag.
Are the Red Sox in first place?
No.
No, they're not.
They're
kind of falling further and further away from
And we might need to ditch that
We might need to update this one, too.
Yeah, they're absolutely going the wrong way.
Depressing.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I knew
you were. Grab bag. When you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been.
Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. All right, do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well,
I think he's going to want one today.
You're going to have to, because last night he played first base for the first time all season, first time in his entire career, and the San Francisco Giants snapped their 6-game losing streak as they got a win, and he had a couple of hits. He drove in a run and played first base. They're playing day baseball today. Devers dong, his third home run for the San Francisco Giants. They lead the Braves 1-0.
Yeah, he knocked it off Spencer Strider. He's back at DH today.
All right.
But he is 2-for-3. Home run, his third.
He's heating up.
RBI, second night in a row, he's got a ribeye steak.
Sure, he's heating up.
So he's got to be hitting like 230-ish with 3 homers and 12 RBIs. Giants, if they hang on, it's only 1-0 midway through the game, will move to 13-18 with Rafi Devers.
All right.
Yeah.
No way. That's great.
We landed on the
grab bag.
How about the top Major League Baseball performer from last night, Jones?
So Devers doesn't count.
From last night.
Yeah, gotcha.
Was it Chandler Simpson? 1-for-3.
Swipes?
3 swipes.
Hell yeah, I like that. Okay.
3 swipes. Was it Cody Bellinger? 3 for 4 with a dong, 2 runs scored. Was it Spencer Horwitz? 3 for 4, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Logan Gilbert? 6 and a third scoreless with 10 Ks. Or was it Christopher Sanchez? 9 innings, 1 run, 12 Ks.
Yeah, no.
Shut down the Red Sox no problem.
We might need to give that to Sanchez. I was really leaning Chandler Simpson. I like the 3 swipes.
A lot of steals.
Probably got to give that to Sanchez.
Yeah, Sanchez. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, special treat. Nick is back at our Command Central in Brighton. We are here at Gillette Stadium, so it's going to be a little bit easier. Nick is going to give us the clues. I will guess along with you.
So you're going to play?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
This will help our cold streak, Bill, because we have been
bad.
Cold.
Ice cold.
Really?
All right, what do we got,
cold.
Nick?
Yeah.
All right, so we have a former Philly. He only played for 2 teams in his career, Philly and a Dodger, from 1994 to 2007.
Mickey Morandini.
Ooh.
2-time All-Star.
Oh.
1-time Gold Glove.
Where? What position?
He played catcher.
Mike Lieberthal?
Oh, that was just
he got it!
Wow! Mike Lieberthal!
Yes!
Keith, 1 for 1.
I didn't even know he only played for 2 teams.
I don't remember him for the Dodgers.
I remember him with the Phillies. He was good with the Phillies. He's a good catcher.
He played
good
38 catcher. Games for the Dodgers in 2007 and called it a career.
Okay.
Dwight Schrute has the Lieberthal bobblehead on his desk.
Oh, he does? Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's excellent. Good All right, hole. Very good. That's how you play random baseball player.
Okay, yeah, we might need to talk about changing the format to get Keefe on our side for the random ball.
I like the nonstop guesses, though. The guesses is good.
Yeah, well, when we have them.
Name it.
Sometimes, like yesterday, we just don't even
speechless.
Have them. Yeah, we're going to need to do better.
Just asking follow-up question after follow-up question. Did the guy ever play third?
Right, yeah. We even get to nickname.
Yeah, the game just turns into a game of questions, really, more so than answers, narrowing it down. Okay, that's how you play the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, on Afternoons today. Stay tuned. We also have the clip du jour live from Gillette Stadium next.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
The colors are silver, blue, and red.
WEEI. New England Sports Original. Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Jones and Keith, WEEI. It is time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And with Fantastic Four just a couple of days away from hitting theaters, we had a pretty topical Would You Rather.
Here we go. Would you rather have the power to be invisible or turn into fire and fly or stretch your entire body? Or be a giant rock person?
Great question, Bill. I know you're probably thinking appendages, and you have a follow-up question on it. You want to be Mr. Fantastic. That's gross. So that's not the answer. The answer is, and this makes you a creep, I get it.
No. You're going with invisibility.
You're going with rock person?
What do you do?
Yes.
Why?
Keith, look at me.
You can't change forms.
Keith, look at me.
You're stuck.
Yeah, look at me. I'm stuck with this form right now. I am a wafy, lacking muscular definition guy.
You'd rather be like a two-ton rock person?
Make me a giant rock-hard person. And that is, yeah, that's what I want to be.
But you can't change. The other three can all change forms. So the other three all look like a regular person.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I don't need to change form.
I'm a fire person.
Yeah.
Or I could stretch my arms, legs, and everything.
Yeah.
Or just be invisible.
It's not going to be easy on that L.A. flight if I'm a giant rock person. I mean, that's
for
sure.
You can't even get on the flight.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Meanwhile, if you're the Human Torch, you can just fly by yourself.
Yeah, sure.
Just take off and fly.
So invisibility.
You're gonna burn your clothes off.
What do you do?
I went invisible.
What are you doing with your invisibility?
Just stuff.
Yeah, like what?
Probably detective stuff. I could probably be like a good sleuth. I could probably solve crimes. I'd probably do a lot of the same stuff Invisible Woman does.
Yeah?
Solves crimes.
Okay.
One of the heroes. Go in the girl's bathroom.
Like, you really can't say invisibility. You can't say invisibility without sounding like a creep.
I know.
True, you
that
really can't.
It's the worst. Just watch people when they don't know I'm watching.
Yeah, you know,
that kind of stuff.
You know, like the Invisible Woman.
You could go anywhere, Jones, anywhere, at any time. I love how your first thought was like, no, giant rock person's where it's at.
100%.
There's no, I mean, he's strong, but how often are you going to use that?
I don't know.
There comes the super strong guy.
I feel,
can you lift my car up?
I feel like sure. I feel like he's used a lot in those films. No?
I mean, they kind of write into it, I guess. I don't think in real life it'd be all that.
I don't
that
appreciate
necessary.
The tone on that at all.
They kind of have wild powers. For like one of the first superhero teams, it's like, all right, somebody can fly, somebody's invisible. It's like, dude, how about this guy stretches himself?
No.
You're like, sure, let's write that in.
Yeah.
His arms could just kind of go wherever.
He stretches
super long. You could squeeze his face. He stretches out. You're like, I guess. What's the other guy do? Not much. Looks like a rock. Very uncomfortable to be around. He himself is very uncomfortable.
Now,
kind of a sad existence,
I mean,
really.
Not to tie this
in. What should we call him? Oh, call him the Thing? Yeah, that'll help. That'll help his confidence. Call him the Thing.
Now, not to tie this into WEEI afternoons, Keith.
No.
As the Twitch chat attempted to do with Ted earlier today, but I imagine Hart would want the stretch power. He could stretch his height a little bit.
Hart would definitely want that.
Grow himself a little bit.
He's just constantly using his powers to get to 6 feet.
Just like,
are you focused right now on using your powers?
Are you stretching your tiptoes?
No. No, this is how my torso always is. Like, just go back to your normal form, please.
All right, no crossover today with WEEI Afternoon, so we'll take our little pot shots from afar. But it will be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. They're bigger, they're bolder, they're beefier, and their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. You can try the new Bourbon Onion Burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. Stay tuned for Afternoons. They got Alex Cora on the program today. We will be back here, day two, Patriots training camp at Gillette Stadium. We'll talk to Rob Bradford. We'll give you all our observations from high above Gillette. Coming up tomorrow at 10, right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.